on The Real Housewives of New Jersey, which is Bravo's best show, 8 p.m. Wednesday nights, as they're getting ready to wrap up this amazing season. Her new book is out. It is Caviar Dreams, Tuna Fish Budget. She's a close friend of the Bernie and Sid show. We love this lady, Margaret Josephs. Margaret, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Margaret.
Good morning, Bernie and Sid. So happy to be on.
Well, we are happy to have you. And I want to say that your husband, Joe Beningo, and I worked with Joe Beningo for a long time. At WFAN, folks know that. And he's your husband's first cousin. So yesterday, your husband came in here and sat with me for about 20 minutes with his hairstylist friend. And I had talked to him before on text and on social media. Meeting him in person, he is every bit the sweet guy I thought he was. What a great guy your husband is. So I wanted to tell you that first.
Oh, thank you so much. He really is a doll. I mean, he has to put up with all these crazy women on the show, and especially me. I'm not the easiest to live with. So I'm a lot of fun.
Well, you describe a little bit what it's like living with you, really where you came from and how you became the mega success you are today in this book, Caviar Dreams, Tuna Fish Budget. And people love the book already. Tell us, you know, what was the motivation behind you doing it? You were just sitting around one day and decided what?
No, you know what it is, Sid? Everybody knows me from the show. And that's really, and Bernie, there's just 25% of my life out there on the show. And I didn't get on there till I was 49. And there's so much more to know about me. I grew up with a single mother in the 70s. We're only 20 years apart, Marge Singer and I. It wasn't common to be single in the 70s, and we really raised each other. I was married. I have a natural-born son people don't know about. I was married to someone else for 20 years. I started my business at the kitchen table. I faced sexual harassment in the 80s. I talk about that. I talk about making millions, losing millions, making it again, bringing myself back, pulling myself up by the bootstraps. So it's really a story of inspiration, resilience, facing your fears. And I think that's very helpful to people, especially coming out of a pandemic.
Yes, so Margaret Josephs from The Real Housewives of New Jersey on the Bernie and Sid Show. Again, the book is Caviar Dreams, Tuna Fish Budget, How to Survive in Business and Life. And Margaret, in the book, you do drop one bombshell about an affair with a prominent musician while you were married. And you say, well, this is the first time your former husband will find out about it.
Yes. I mean, listen, it was, I wouldn't call it an affair. I'd call it a fling. I would call it a, I would call it a groupie fun moment. Yes. And it was just, listen.
Wait, groupie, you said?
Groupie fun moment. You know, I always pictured myself married to a rock star. I mean, I married to Mick Jagger or something like that. I always had a thing for it, but it wasn't with Mick Jagger, obviously. But you got to get the book to find out who it was with.
Right, we won't
my
say.
We're going to find
my
out.
High school band.
All right. Well, not only is that a cool story, and again, we're talking to the Marge from Real Housewives of New Jersey. Yes. But you say in the book that you got great advice from somebody that I love dearly, as did Bernie, Joan Rivers. What was that advice?
Yes, Joan Rivers was very close friends with my former agent, who really got me started in TV, Amy Rosenblum. And we were at a party at her house, Joe and I. And, of course, I always wore the pigtails. And my network, NBC, wouldn't put me on originally on the Today Show when I had pigtails on, because I was a lifestyle expert on many networks. And Joan said to me, Margaret, don't change yourself for anybody. Always be authentic. You're going to get a lot of no's, but don't change the pigtails. Just be yourself.
Wow.
And you will be discovered, I promise. She goes, you have to stand out, and it's not important to fit in. And I really took that to heart because, you would get down on yourself. I was like, should I change my hair? Should I try and fit in? Should I not be as outspoken? But obviously it worked out for me. Absolutely. And I respected her so much.
I so much miss Joan Rivers.
Oh, my God.
I swear to God. What a
loss.
The
whole channel fell apart since she's gone.
Just the whole comedic scene fell apart. I mean, she was just
I know.
Brilliant.
And nobody did a red carpet like Joan Rivers. Nobody.
That's right. Exactly right. She was fearless. Fearless and hilarious. And anyway, Margaret Josephs from The Real Housewives of New Jersey on The Bernie and Sid Show. Again, the book, Caviar Dreams, Tuna Fish Budget. I love the title. Margaret, I have to ask you question. I've watched a lot of Real Housewives of New Jersey, and it sometimes gets very, very tense, very, very, well, ugly, to be quite frank. Do you have butterflies before shooting, before, a scene is shot? Or the episode is shot because you know somebody's going to start something for some reason just to get some play. Do you have butterflies? Are you apprehensive at all?
Sometimes I'm not in the mood for it. You know, I like to get through a meal, Sid. And I know it's always going to happen around a meal. I don't have butterflies, but sometimes I have a little anxiety, like, oh, I'm not in the mood for this. I don't want it to get too ugly. But I'm so used to it already, and I know we could just move past anything.
Well, the truth is, Marge, is that the people that we speak to on this show, and a lot of our listeners, a lot are big fans of your show. We always get this. The two real ladies on that show, most real, are Dolores and Marge. We get a lot of Teresa this, Melissa that, Jen this, Jackie that. You two specifically are always described as real, Dolores and Margaret. Do you want that? Do you want that tag? You happy with that?
Yes, I'm thrilled with that. And I do feel like we're very real. We're also very close friends, Dolores and I. And I think we just put it out there. We say what we mean. And we're not worried about being judged. And I think we're honest with all of our friends. And we don't feel like we have to put on airs about anything. Yes, I love that. I want people to know that I'm real. And I'm willing to share the good, bad, and the ugly. And I think Dolores feels exactly the same way.
You know,
so
Mark,
that's great. I love that we're portrayed that way because that's our real life.
Well, that's good to hear. You two are the two nicest ladies on the show. I would posit that. Margaret, listen, an old friend of mine, and Sid, this is Bernard speaking, Sidney's as well. He is Joe Benigno from WFAN. We used to work with him. Great guy. And your boyfriend, of course, is his cousin, Joe Benigno. Do you have Joe over for dinner, or do you go to his house and you guys hang out? And bro, you talk sports and all that stuff, or no?
Bro.
Well, no, I mean, we don't really get to see him. There's so many, and just, we don't see Joe Benigno that really ever. But there are so many Joe Benignos, I can't even tell you. My son, my husband's son is Joe Benigno. His other first cousin's Joe Benigno. I mean, this family name. So when the cousins all, when they have a big family reunion, that's about it. Unfortunately.
Well, he went with the name.
And we all live in New Jersey.
Right. Joe was in Saddlebrook. You know what's funny is every once in a while on social media, Marge, you guys will put up like pictures and be like, who's more famous? Who would you rather date? Who would you rather go for dinner with? And I think that Bernie's onto something. We got to put your husband, who I love dearly, by the way, Joe Benigno, up against my former coworker, WFAN legend, that Joe Benigno, and see who wins that.
You're absolutely right. You know what's really funny, though? Everybody always thinks that they get confused because if they say Margaret's married to Joe Benigno, they're like, I didn't know she was married to the guy from The Fan. You know, people who don't watch the show or something like that. Right. And I'm like, no, that's not it. But listen, they both have mustaches. They're both Italian. Right. And they could look similar a little bit. So I feel like my Joe's cuter. Nothing against
I'm sure he is. And Joe from The Fan went with the name. He pronounced it Benigno, which is why we pronounce it Benigno, as right. opposed to Benigno.
I know. And by the way, it's the exact same last name.
Exactly right. Yeah. So something is amiss.
Well, listen, the season is about to wrap up, and you guys are getting ready for the reunion show, which is always a great time. Andy Cohen does a very good job with that. But this season, really, Marge, has centered around Teresa letting out that secret about Jackie's husband, Evan. And I'm not here to tell you whether that secret is true or not. I have no idea. But that is really been...
It's a baseless rumor, Sid. Believe me. It's a baseless rumor.
I agree. But anyway, that has been the season. You girls have had a lot of back and forths over that. So in real life now, Bernie loves to get this stuff too. In real life now, when you guys are not filming, does this stuff go off the air? Are you guys still mad at each other? Does Teresa still get mad at Jackie or you or Dolores or somebody else over stuff that's actually said on the TV show?
Yes.
Of course. Absolutely.
It definitely goes off the camera airs. Yes.
Damn right. Oh, you got to love it. Yes, Margaret.
Big grudge holders on this show. Yes, it carries on for an entire year until the reunion.
How could it not? I mean, how could it not? Listen, Margaret Joseph, you're great. Again, the book, which is brilliantly entitled, let's see here. I have it right here. My computer just froze up. It's
Caviar Dreams.
Budget.
And then finish the subtitle.
Caviar Dreams, Tuna Fish Budget, How to Survive in Business and in Life.
So if somebody wanted to buy that book right now, Margaret, Caviar Dreams, Tuna Fish Budget, How to Survive in Business and Life, what's the easiest way to buy this great book?
You can go to Amazon, you could go to Target, Barnes & Noble. It's available literally everywhere. My amazing publisher is Simon & Schuster. And I have a live event tonight. If you want to get a signed copy, you could just go to margaretjoseph.com because it's done with Anderson Books, and it's a little virtual meet and greet, and you get a signed copy.
Wow. So is there a website people can go, Marge, and check out all of your upcoming book signings?
Yes, margaretjoseph.com.
Beautiful. Well, listen, congratulations. You know, we love you on this show in a big way, and your husband. And we're very happy for your success. You deserve it. The book is great. Continued success, and we'll see you very, very soon, Margaret. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Bernie and Sid. Thanks.
Take care.
Thank you.
There she is, the Marge, Margaret Josephs, Real Housewives of New Jersey.